Why attracting your desires begins with your thoughts. We all have thoughts. A lot of them. Actually, the average person has between 50 and 70,000 thoughts a day. Surely something that you do that much affects you. In fact, your thoughts are the source of everything from how you see the world to the actions you take. This means that you can change your life with just your thoughts. There are specific practices that help you get exactly what you want. Here's why attracting your desires begins with your thoughts. 1. Repetition. The more you think about something, the quicker you attract it. For instance, if you regularly think about the lack of money, you'll quickly attract poverty in your life. And if you constantly think about making mistakes, you'll make several mistakes. The repetition of a particular thought causes belief. The belief develops into a deep conviction, which then attracts what you constantly think about. You are the master of your reality, so thinking about something makes it a bigger part of you. Therefore, if you want to attract something into your life, ensure that you constantly think about it. 2. Feelings. The attraction of your desires is greatly influenced by feelings. Feelings enable you to attract what you want because they influence your actions. For instance, you'll work enthusiastically if you feel motivated. And you'll work lazily if you feel discouraged. Thoughts and feelings must go hand in hand. That means it's not enough to just think something. You have to feel it as well. If you think about attracting love, you have to feel love as well. For this reason, if you want your thoughts to attract your desires, ensure that they match your feelings. Attracting your desires won't work if you think positively while feeling sad or anxious at the same time. 3. Your ability to focus. Attracting your desires depends on the amount of things you're thinking about. Most of us never attract what we want because our thoughts waver. If you think about prosperity in one moment and think about scarcity in the next moment, you'll attract mixed results. You have to concentrate on what you want and not pay much attention to what you don't want. Putting in your 10,000 hours is worth it for attracting your desires. Concluding remarks. If you want to attract what you desire, you must continuously focus your thoughts on your desires and ensure that your thoughts and feelings are in alignment. Most people attract things they do not want because of how often they think about them. Try to think about prosperity instead of falling back into thinking of destitution. From here on out, try your very best to embrace positive thoughts and feelings to attract a good life. Oh, and there's one final thought to share. I will persist until I succeed. And I wish you every success.